Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Soren Kaplan is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Soren is the founder and managing principal of Innovation Point, which is a leadership development organization helping big companies and maybe even some small companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's also an adjunct professor at Breda University of Applied Sciences in the Netherlands, and he's got a new book out called Leapfrogging, Harnessing the Power of Surprise for Business Breakthrough, and he's our new friend, Soren Kaplan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my first book, and I'm excited. It just came out, and it's doing pretty well already. I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm not surprised it's doing well, but I'll tell you this, something you might appreciate. I've said for a long time that writing a book for a man is as close as you'll ever come to having a baby, to birthing a baby. What do you think?
Well, you know, it did take me 9 months to write it.
Hey, Soren, you write about surprise, the power of surprise. You actually say surprises are a good thing in your book, and I've always felt that I've always said surprises are for birthdays. In business, if you're surprised, even if you have a good surprise, you shouldn't have been surprised. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that is the prevailing mindset, and it's not surprising that you're saying that. But I think that there's really two dimensions to surprise. And the first is that when you think about a business breakthrough or something that really differentiates itself in the market, when we experience it as consumers, we're surprised. It challenges our assumptions. It adds value to our lives in unique ways. So, you know, the first element of surprise, I mean, think about the first time you picked up an iPad or Nintendo Wii or you saw a performance of Cirque du Soleil. There's actually research that I found that shows that when we experience something that positively surprises us as a consumer, the pleasure centers of our brains, they light up. And so they're, you know, the first dimension of surprise is kind of the no-brainer. You know, when we experience something that's really a breakthrough, we're surprised by it in a positive way.
Right. No, I agree with that, and that's a good thing. But see, what you're talking about now is you're talking about delivering a surprise to your customers. And that's different from what I'm talking about, right? Because so you're exactly right. One is the operational surprise that I worry about, and the other is the customer surprise, which is the wow factor, and that's a good thing.
You got it. And so they're I'm arguing that they're related. And here's the second dimension, which is exactly what you're talking about. If we want to create these breakthroughs that, you know, kind of surprise the market, the wow factor. What I found through my research and through my experience working in big companies as well as even some small startups and advising startups, if we want to create breakthroughs that surprise others, we've got to go through a process where we find surprises ourselves. We wrestle with uncertainty. We kind of have to deal with ambiguity and open ourselves up to those inevitable things that we can't predict, that are just part of, you know, a natural part of life, that also, and also a natural part of business. We often respond to things that are surprises, whether we like it or not. And so, you know, there's some great examples. For example, you know, not every surprise is good, obviously. And so OpenTable, I've had the privilege of knowing the founder of OpenTable.
I use that. Network. That's a great resource.
Tell the audience what it is,
in case they don't know. What is it?
Sure. It's a great way in which you can go online or through your phone. You go to OpenTable.com, and you can make a restaurant reservation. And these days, almost every restaurant is connected to the system.
It works like a charm.
Well, it's a great thing. 15 minutes ahead of time or days ahead of time, and your reservation. So early on, Chuck Templeton, who's one of the founders of OpenTable, he was trying to get this reservation network started. So he went and he had a meeting with a guy named Danny Meyer in New York City, who's kind of this famous restaurateur, and and you know, Chuck knew that if he could get Danny Meyer on board, he'd really, you know, be able to establish OpenTable. And so he met with Danny and, you know, most important restaurateur and one of the most important food cities in the country. And Danny said, you know, my tables in the dot-com boom days, my tables are full every night. I don't need OpenTable to give me reservations. Well, you know, for most small business owners, startups, you know, that would be real devastating, and you kind of really question whether or not you have a business. Well, Chuck went back and he said, okay, well, if he doesn't need my service in terms of filling the tables, what does he need? You know, so that was, you know, the first question. And so what Chuck realized is a lot of restaurants, they don't know who's sitting at their tables.
Right.
They, you know, they can fill their tables, but they don't know who's, you know, coming to dine there. And so what he created was a whole system for what he calls electronic reservation books, which is like customer relationship management on the restaurant side.
Yep.
So that negative surprise led to a positive opportunity, which then helped OpenTable become what it is today.
Well, and that's where, and of course, that surprise came from really what I consider to be due diligence. He didn't have all the answers. He needed more information from this Danny guy because he knew he had some knowledge, and that was due diligence. And that's when you want to find your surprises, right? Before you've actually rolled the thing out.
I think that's a great point. You know, you want to take some, put some stakes in the ground in terms of where you think the opportunity is and how to create that wow factor that's going to surprise other people.
Right.
But then do some small things. Do your due diligence. Take some small steps that allow you to test your ideas, test your assumptions.
Right.
And let those little surprises come in, the things that are good, that validate your idea, but also the things that challenge, you know,
well,
challenge
your
idea.
Well, in fact, if I'm doing the due diligence, I expect surprises. I'm looking for surprises. I hope I find surprises. Because if you roll an idea out and you have no surprises, you probably haven't looked hard enough.
Well, and you probably also don't have something that's going to give surprise to other people.
There you go. That's another one. When we come back after these messages, I want to talk about how to create surprises for your customers. And we got just the guy who can help us with that, Dr. Soren Kaplan. His book is called Leapfrogging, Harness the Power of Surprise for Business Breakthroughs. Soren, give us your website, please.
It's www.leapfrogging.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.